So what unique challenges does Tom Brady present?
They're just very good at what they do, you know, and they've been in the same system for a long time. Tom's one of the quarterbacks in the league that can put a team on his shoulders and make plays and, you know, make it difficult for defenses.
Jack, last time we saw these two teams, they put 45 on the Broncos. What's the biggest thing your defense has to do Sunday so that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, they put, you know, we watched last week, they put 52 on Buffalo. So, you know, they're good at what they do. We've got to play, you know, we've got to play well. And you've got to tackle because there are going to be times when the ball's delivered and or run, and you've got to be able to leverage and tackle these guys and, you know, just be good and solid and sound. Because it's a football team that will take advantage of your mistakes. And typically you look back and you see a team that's given up that many points, regardless of how good they are, the defense is breaking down. And we want to play good, solid defense and make it difficult on them.
Does a game like that on your side of the ball, is it sticking these guys craw? Do you sense that they go down to New England with something to prove?
Yeah, I think you know, last year's last year, you know, and it's a new year, it's new opportunities, new football team, and, you know, it can haunt you if you let it, but the way I look at it, you know, it's a new year, new beginning, and you certainly feel the sting of being beaten like that, but you can't carry much more than that, you know, the motivation of going in there and making sure you put your best you know, product out there on the football field.
Coach, why do you think the Broncos defense is better set up now than they were last year?
Well, we're getting ready to see, you know, find out, you know. You know, obviously it was a tough matchup last year, and like I said, it's a new year, and we'll see how we fare Sunday afternoon.
Coach, this league's full of unique talents. Where does Rob Gronkowski rank in terms of unique talents?
Yeah, he's unique in that, you know, big guys like that, that run like that, they're just rare, you know, and so they obviously feature him. He's a big target for them, and he's done a nice job since he's really been there and burst upon the league, you know, so he's a good football player.
The run defense here is ranked 22nd, 31st, 26th in the past 3 years. It's ninth now. Even though you don't have DJ, you know, you don't have Ty Warren. What's been the key to the improvement with this order?
Well, I think, you know, we've worked hard at it. You know, we've been able to, you know, shed blocks and tackle, and that's really what it comes down to. You've got to be able to, you know, disrupt what offenses want to do and leverage and tackle. And, you know, we've done a few things schematically that I think have helped us, but the bottom line is the players are getting it done with, you know, the ability to get off blocks and tackle people and minimize the number of big plays we're allowing. And, you know, one of the things that New England has done a great job of, they're number two in the league in running explosive runs. You know, so that's a challenge for us coming in this weekend, is we haven't given up a lot of explosive runs, and it's our design not to give them up, but they're obviously doing a great job of creating those. And so that's you know, that'll be one of the keys for the game.
How about Derek Wolf? You know, people thought he'd be kind of a sack guy from the middle. And he will be. Right now he's setting the edge for you against a run.
Yeah, he's done a little bit of both. You know, we talked about him being able to do both when we got him. He's played from the nine technique out wide all the way into zero technique over the center. And he's a very valuable guy for us. Much like Elvis a couple weeks back, people were asking about him and where are his sacks. Well, I said they'd come. They've started to come, and there'll be more. And I feel the same way about Derek and his ability to help us. He's a good football player, and he's doing a nice job in the things that we're asking him to do.
So we've gone a few more weeks into the season, and guys like Keith Brooking and Jim Leonard and Joe Mays now being back. Do you feel like you've got kind of the personnel you want to do all the different looks?
We're never finished acquiring personnel, but the guys that are here, the guys that have been here, the guys that are getting healthier, you know, we're working through it, trying to utilize packages where we can get people on the field and you know, allow them to do some of the things they're capable of. And so, you know, getting a couple guys back like Joe and getting Nate back, that certainly helps, you know, our ability to do different things, and glad to have them back.
You've had to prepare for Peyton in your career and for Brady in your career. Is there a difference? Are they both almost impossible to fool, and as you try and disguise your defense?
Yeah, I think when you're talking about, both of those guys, you're talking about, the upper echelon quarterbacks that have played, that have been playing the last, decade, but maybe in the history of the league, in terms of productivity and intelligence and accuracy and those things. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge anytime you're going up one of those against one of those type of guys.
Devin McCourty came out and said it's a lot easier to prepare for a guy like Manning because they go up against Brady and he's so accurate. Do you guys feel the same way, just looked around?
Well, yeah, I think what happens when you're stressed every day in practice by the quarterback on your own team, then it's not unusual to face that same type of stress in the ball game. You know, guy's intelligent. He sees things. He's seen it before. He, can get you out of a bad play into a good play and things like that, and know where your weaknesses are, and have the accuracy and the intelligence to get the plays and make those plays. So, I think certainly practicing against Peyton every day gives us a chance to be sharper in those situations where we go up against that really top-notch quarterback.
When you played,
last question, guys.
Were there any tight ends? Well, when you played, that were like Gronkowski or the plethora of tight ends we're seeing now that can do those sort of things? Can you compare?
Now, I was sitting in the stands watching the Ghost to the Post. I mean, Kellen Winslow was a tremendous tight end. I mean, there've been great players at that position for a long time. Heck, I my first job coaching was with Iron Mike Ditka. He was a horse as a tight end. So. He's not the first one to ever be dominant at the position, but he's obviously a very good football player. And big guys that can run like that and have good hands and are good football players, they tend to make an impact in the game. And we've got our hands full with a big job of trying to get him slowed down and get them slowed down this weekend.